month, if you're not aware of it, the...
And it's very expensive because they can. Does that make them any better a person? I don't think it does. Does that make them any worse a person? Well, it depends on why you wear the suit. If you're trying to impress somebody and show you're important, it makes you worse of a person. If you're doing it just because you like to and you can, but you're not greedy with your rest of your money, that's okay too. If you want to drive a Lincoln Continental or a Mercedes-Benz or a Ferrari or a Porsche, that's fine if that's not the center of your life. And that's what Solomon finally at the end is saying, oh man, have I been wrong? I picked the wrong things to be important. Like the crackling of thorns under the pot. Are any of you have or are campers or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts? Where you've gone out and get the brush and, you know, a thin bristle of a brush, a branch or something, a small, will kindle real fast. It'll burn hot, then it burns out. Well, evidently they would burn thorns as to heat pots and stuff. The crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. It too is meaningless. I'm going to get personal. Every once in a while, I'll be spanning a dial trying to find another cop show or something, and there'll be one of these comedians. And people are just laughing their fool heads off, and I don't even understand. There's a joke there? That's funny? You got to be kidding. But all the crowd just going stone crazy. Sometimes things just don't make sense. Chuck.
Look at all the movie stars. Seems like when they talk, everybody's supposed to listen to them. They don't know nothing.
I'm not going to mention a name, but if you've in the politics, you understand, and I truly do not wish to be political. In the building, outside the building, I'll wear you out. There is a politician that made a speech last week. Now, this politician has two college degrees, one in history. The politician said the other party, whose name I will not mention, but it starts with an elephant, the other party passed an amendment so that the president at the time couldn't be elected for the fifth time. Well, that happened in 1947. The president of the time, who was Mr. Roosevelt, had been dead 2 years. This woman had no idea what she was talking about, but everybody says, oh, that's wonderful. Well, I don't know who's dumber, the ones that thought it was wonderful or the woman that said that. We should not be that way. The laughter of fools. People, I think, often laugh at stupid or, quote, dirty jokes because they don't want to feel left out.
Well, I think that's, too, you're a Christian. So the things that, you know, somebody else that's not a Christian thinks funny, it's not funny to a Christian.
Well, I never thought about it that way, Janet, but you do know me, so I'll have to not disagree with you.
Well, I mean, I think that I've noticed a difference in my life. What I thought was funny before is not so funny anymore.
Yeah. Which means you are the wiser, not the fool. And I guess we try to move from the giggling of third grade. There's a stupid... I got you, Connie, just a second. Them little chunky things. Minions, is that what they're called? Anytime there's something said, like there's a guy named Mr. Buttocks or something, they just laugh. Buttocks, ha ha. Some people like that. They just laugh at, really? Stupid. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Them little minions. One guy one eye and one got
yellow
chuckle head and all that. Oh, you can identify them. That's bad. Connie.
I'm good.
I was just curious. This has nothing to do with the Bible verse. Did anybody go see that movie Unplanned yet? I would like to go see that.
There's a movie called Unplanned. A true story about a woman who is the nurse and the head person at an abortion clinic. She had the year before been voted the number one salesman, the number one employee of all that abortion clinic in the whole country. She was a used car salesman. She sold abortions to people till the day she went in and had to assist in one. And while she was there counting the feet and the arms and the legs and identifying the head and the body, she said it found to her that that was a child. And that's what the entire movie is about. Now, they rated it R because it shows about a 15 or 20 second clip of the evacuation tube pulling the baby parts out. Other than that, it does, it's not a gross movie.
You know, there's only one news media to talk about, Fox News. The rest of them will not touch it. They don't want it to be advertised.
So if you have anybody that doubts the harm and the hatred and abortion, or that you want to confirm it, that's a movie to see. Yes, ma'am.
Where is the movie?
Is it playing in Charlotte County?
Unplanned.
No, where is the movie?
I think it's in Port Charlotte. I'm going to carry that.
Port Charlotte. Cinema and the AMC.
Right. Wait, wait. AMC where?
AMC in Cape Coral.
In Cape Coral?
Yeah.
The Regal Cinema in Port Charlotte. It would take, it's not a big time Hollywood movie. It's a movie that, they thought would gross about $3 million. It is $6 million the first day. So Christians are hearing about it.
Captain Marvel.
Is that 14? But and I'm going to talk more about. I will talk more about that in the Sunday sermon. Don't doubt that. Good point. Extortion turns a wise man into a fool. Can you be bought off? Can you lie? That happens all the time. I've got the best witnesses money can buy, type of a thing. A bribe corrupts the heart. If you accept the bribe, you are very possible to change your lifestyle, or once they get you hooked.
Boy, isn't it a shame our politics aren't like that, huh?
Yeah, it would be different if they became that way, wouldn't it? Ha ha, he says. At the end of the matter, it's better than the beginning, and patience is better than pride. Why does Solomon think death is better than life? Because once you've died, you can't commit those sins again. It's over, it's finished. So he says that. Patience is better than pride. How many times have we got ourselves in trouble for saying something that 1 millionth of a second later you wish you could just grab it and pull it back in? But somebody hurt your pride, so you react. Now, a lot of people Sunday made fun of the word wasper, but since I have no pride, I'm not going to be upset about that. But I still hate waspers. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit. Now, we often are quickly provoked in our reactions. A car passes you, does something, you honk the horn at them, holler at them, something like that. But how about in your spirit? When you really lose control in your relationship with God and those around you. So not just your physical body, but also your spirit body. Because you may want to say something ugly to that person, but you're thinking it. And that gonna You know, I wish that was real, but you made that up. But I would like a video of that.
The whole story.
Is that a real story?
Yeah.
Oh, email that to me. See, now you all thought I made that up. If it's in the internet, it's for real. Bob, did you ever use the word wasper back home?
Wow.
No, you're country. You're not country, you're city. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? Oh, have you never heard of the good... If you had grandparents, the good old days. Let's see, the good old days used corn cobs and Sears and Roebuck instead of Charmin. You had to go down the creek and get water. You had to get the bugs out of the water and bring it home and heat it up.
Outhouse.
Go to the outhouse. Yeah, they were the good old days. It's because the memories got old. We don't remember. Do not say, were the old days better? For it is not wise to ask such questions. Wisdom is like an inheritance. It's a good thing. Wisdom, he's going back to wisdom. He had the wisdom. It's a good thing. Inheritance is a good thing. You get something you didn't earn. Solomon did not earn the wisdom. God gave it to him. It's a shame he wasted it sometimes. Wisdom is a shelter, as money is a shelter. So like a commercial for an insurance company. It's a shelter. It will protect you. It has not been things you said, I'm going to do this. Oh, wait a minute. Let's think. Let's rethink that thought. That may not be a good idea after all. And the wisdom has protected us. And it should be that way. You know, you say, well, the angel whispered in my ear. Well, I call that wisdom. But the advantage of knowledge is this. Wisdom preserves life of its possessor. So it helps us to live through things. That's when you don't say, hey, y'all, watch this. Just think and laugh what it would look like. Consider verse 13. Consider what God has done. Well, about an hour later, you're still considering, I hope. What is the song? God is so good. Do we not remember that? I mean, I'm not just talking about a sunrise or a sunset or a Jap Dip day out there. Y'all know Jap Dip is, don't you? Just another perfect day in paradise. JAP, just another perfect. What a beautiful day it is out there.
It is.
And what all God has given us and friends, we come together. And the freedom we have right now, just beautiful. What God has done. Who can straighten out what God has made crooked? Well, if it's been made, it's been made. So we're going to be fine with that. When times are good, be happy. There are people that no matter how good a time they're having, they're going to be terrible. First day of your vacation. Oh, this is such a wonderful... Our daughter. You know our daughter, Janet. Your niece. Monday. We get here on Saturday or Sunday. Next day, she wakes up crying. What's the matter, Christy? We go home in 4 more days. Yeah, that's the truth. Ask Rebecca Jean. How about instead of like, let's enjoy this one first and worry about that in 4 more days. Then on the last day, I'm crying, we go home. Every time we stop for gas, you put on another layer of clothes. God has made one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future. We don't know the future. We make plans. How many times have you planned for, say, going to a picnic? And if... rains that day, or going to a ball game and it gets rained out, or going to have a big turkey dinner and the turkey didn't get cooked enough and the little butterball thing comes out or doesn't come out and it's burnt. And there's, we make a lot of mistakes. We can plan, we can hope, but we can't make it happen when it's out of our control. In this meaningless life of mine, who's King James? You're King James of me yet? I want to see the middle word of 15. I want to see how you line that up. Where are you at now?
That's
7:15. 7:15. All things I've seen in the days of my vanity. There's. That's not where I'm at. No.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Chapter 7.
Verse 15.
In this meaningless life of mine, I don't know what I'm looking for, the of mine. In the days of my vanity. Okay, there we go. There's the word mine. So he makes this personal now. Far too often, we have made the Bible holy as we do consider it, but it's way out there. And until, like we did Sunday, say John 3:16 with our own name in it, then we can accept what it means. And that's what we have to do. And this meaningless life of mine, Solomon says, after all the things he's done, terrible. Felt terrible about it. A righteous man perishing in his righteousness, a wicked man living long in his wickedness. The Epicureans of the ancient world had a saying, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. Well, now, two ways you can look at that. One is, as we would say in the 60s vernacular, party hardy, because tomorrow don't count. The other thing is, enjoy life, because we don't know what the future is. And maybe that's the better way to look at it, is to be positive about it. Yes, tomorrow we may die. 3,000 and some odd found that out on September the 11th in 01, of which it was not of their fault. And at any given time, 2 kids have been killed in Lee County at the bus stop in the month of March. We don't know. So what you do, in my opinion, is you live this day like it's the last one on earth. And if you get another one, you enjoy that too. Instead of being morose about it, you say, hey, I got another day. More things I can do. Thank you, God. And Solomon can't see that yet. Do not be over righteous, neither be over wise. Paralysis by analysis. Y'all heard that term? Think it to death. You hear anybody just think something to death? If I do A, then it's B. If B works, then I should be is J, but we're going to be C instead. Chess players. Bobby Fischer. Remember Bobby Fischer being Boris Spassky? What was that? 68, 69, 70, somewhere near him. Reykjavik, that place. They say those dudes, they don't think today's move. They think the next move, the next move, the next move, and can see in their mind what they're going to do no matter how their opponent encounters their move or what they're going to do. Golly. Was his name Winston? The IBM blue computer that went on
Watson.
Thank you very much. They have programmed those things that they can't lose because they will conceive every viable move you can make to the 10th power. What fun is that? Shouldn't we just have a little? Oh, I love this word. Serendipity. Good things that happen at unexpected times. Serendipity. You did some serendipity yesterday, Janet Sue. Huh? What are you talking about, Dwight? About 11:30?
Sure.
What did I do at 11:30 yesterday, Dwight?
Oh, I met my sister.
They both ended up at a restaurant to eat and didn't tell each other ahead of time. That's serendipity.
Could that be? Of all the places we could have gone.
Yeah, of all the places in Lee County could have gone, they ended up. Of course, they were raised in the same household that their mother burned all their food, so they're used to it anyway. But so sometimes we just have to enjoy life. I mentioned his name quite derogatorily in the sermon Sunday, but I do like the one Tony Campello did a sermon. It's a tremendous sermon on the theme. And he goes about like, this is going bad, this is going bad, this is going bad, talking about the life of Christ. Then he said, but it's Friday. And the next answer is, but Sunday's coming. And we've got to realize in our lives that not every day is going to be a happy day. There are going to be some, quote, good Fridays, bad things happen. But in a Christian's life, it's just temporary. So when I get that crown, and I get that robe, I hate to wear a robe, but I'm going to like it then. When I get that robe to wear, and I get to eat all that fruit, I'll be slim and trim back then. It's good. No spam. It may be a spam tree. It says the tree of life. It may be spam. Who knows? But then we'll know the enjoyment that God has given us. And that's where Solomon's got to go. Wisdom makes one man wise, more powerful than 10 rulers of the city. There is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. Well, we know that. We started to address that already, except for Jesus. So he even admits that and knows that. Do not pay attention to every word people say. Or they may hear you may hear your servant cursing, for you know in your heart how many times you yourself have cursed others. Well, sometimes we need to correct ourselves first, is what Solomon's saying here. And not putting people down. That cursing does not mean foul language. It means putting someone down, debasing someone, trying to make them look bad. All this I tested by wisdom, and I said, I am determined to be wise. But this was beyond me. Some things even the wisest man, gift from God on earth, could not figure out. Now, I know that feeling. Put me in front of a computer for anything more than Pong, I'm lost. I can type it one finger at a time. And then some of you guys and girls can sit down and go lickety-splickety all the way through.
All capital letters.
All capital letters. That way I can read them and you know who's... I don't even have to sign it. Somebody says, I called a place yesterday to order something. They said, how you doing, Dwight? I'm thinking, how you know me? He said, maybe that British accent you have. I am determined to be wise, but this was beyond me. We can't know everything. We can't understand everything. How does forever work? How does never dying work? How does all of heaven work? Doesn't matter. Take it. It's there. Wherever wisdom may be, it is far off to most profound. And who can discover it? Now, this Solomon says, who can discover wisdom? Well, maybe we don't have to discover it. It's already there. What we've got to do is recognize it and put it to work. See, that's the key. I one time told the church, or maybe in a Sunday school class, I don't know, about recipes. I said, Becky's got 50 recipes books. And she turned all red and blushed. She said, no. You don't have 50 recipe books? She says, no. How many do you have, Becky? 500. She has 500 recipe books. If from now to the end of the world, I don't think she could cook one of those a day and get through them. But I know which ones are my favorite. So we concentrate on those two or three. Spam sandwiches, yeah, manwich, you know, that kind of stuff. Domino's pizza. But sometimes we just have to understand that we don't know it all and be satisfied with that. Not that we should give up and not try to get better. Or we'd all still be counting. Y'all know what a Kentucky Digital Calculator is? A Kentucky Digital, that's exactly, Paula, show them. 1, 2, 3, you know.
You know the difference between an Arkansas hillbilly and a Kentucky hillbilly? A Kentucky hillbilly can count to 10 with his shoes on.
I turned my mind to understand, to investigate, and to search out wisdom in the scheme of things, and to understand the stupidity of wickedness. Now he's turned on wickedness, even though it seemed easy. He's turned against wickedness. The stupidity of wickedness and the madness of folly. The computer went down. We can sell that. No services Sunday. Can't get the bulletin out. I find more bitter than death the woman who is in a snare, whose heart is a trap. There are some people who are not happy, and they don't want you to be either. All must suffer. Just like the waspers. They want you to hurt too. My favorite, of course, is the woman from the soap opera. That little bitty girl, Susan something other. Who am I talking about?
Susan.
And what was the part she played?
Erica Kane.
She wasn't a nice person, was she?
Yeah.
And if something's going wrong for Erica, it needs to go wrong for everybody. You know. What's it? Now, this is a very sexist thing. About the worst you're ever going to hear from me. But I actually saw a sign that says, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
That's the truth.
Oh, then okay, so you agree with me. Well, then I'm safe. There are people like that. Luke says, the teacher, this is what I discovered. Adding one thing to another to discover the scheme of things while I was still searching, but I found nothing. I found one upright man among a thousand. I'm just reading. I'm not writing this. But not one upright woman among them all. Now, this guy had 700 wives and 300 concubines, and he couldn't find one of them he liked? Or it was upright? I'd find that.
But he was comparing it to his mom.
Well, that's true. The whole book of Proverbs is about that. The only one I have found, God made upright, but men have gone in search for many schemes. Boy, doesn't that just give you a positive start to your day? It is. Who is like a wise man? Who knows the explanation of things? Wisdom brightens a man's face and changes his heart appearance. Do you ever have somebody ask you a question, maybe even a child, you know, children, the worst word that children can ever learn is why.
Oh.
Why is this? Why is that? Why is that? Well, you know the best answer to cure it? Magic. The word because doesn't work. Why? It's just magic. It just works that way. Obey the king's commandment, I say, because you took an oath before God. Do not be in a hurry to leave the king's presence. Do not stand up for a bad. Do not stand up for a bad cause. Yesterday, in the fair city of Chicago, there were two competing protests. One was the police force, and I heard the word 15,000. I don't know if there was 15,000 members or 15,000 at the protest. And one was the people that were for that. Is it Jesse something?
Jesse Smollett.
Smollett? Yeah. About, yeah, he should have been relieved, never should have been arrested, it's all racial and stuff like that. And somebody, if not both, are standing up for a bad cause. And there are things people try to get you into and get you all wound up in for a bad cause. Now, the loss Sunday of the ball game saved the Lexington, Kentucky police a lot of trouble because they were going to arrest everybody that got out and celebrated the victory, which didn't happen. But people riot and march. And did not say, show me that one.
What do you want? King James?
Yeah.
That's King James. You're at what, 5?
What verse do I want? That's what I'm looking for. Where am I at?
3. 3?
Okay.
Yeah, 3-2.
Be hasty.
Be not hasty.
Don't be in a hurry to go out of his sight. Do not stand not in an evil thing. For whosoever doeth, for he doeth whatsoever pleases him. There are all the time causes, aren't they? Rallies and counter-rallies and protests and counter-protests. And we hear about trouble and gangs fighting and all this Ammon Hotep and all that kind of whatever they are. The right, far right, and the far left, in the middle of the road, which doesn't go anywhere. Make sure we know what we're talking about. Make sure there's just cause and we're not just thrilled by a good speaker. Several of the most evil people in the world that we have known were good speakers. Khrushchev could hold an audience. Fidel could go, 5 or 6 hours without stopping. The guy that's dead.
What?
I heard somebody didn't hear it. Adolf Hitler. On and on and on and on. Castro, you've got the guy was in Venezuela that's dead. No, not Venezuela. Mussolini was in Italy. He was that way too. There's been a lot of big speakers, which nothing was accomplished. He said, rounding up the crowd and getting people behind them, and giving them more power and authority over people. So be careful what we stand for. You, more than likely, have been sent by email or somebody stopped you at the grocery store or the Walmart or something. Here, sign our petition. Well, you have no idea what you're signing your name to. So you read, I start reading every word. I said, well, you got to take that word out in this word and in this word. You really believe that? I don't know, man. I'm just paid $5 an hour. I can't be able to sign this. Be careful what you agree to in whatever form it's in. He goes on in verse 4. Since the king's word is supreme, who can say to him, what are you doing? Well, he's talking about the king of Israel, but it's also, do we ever question God why he does something or allows it to happen? Probably frequently. Should we? Our main question is, what wall do you want me to hit and how long do you want me to stay there? That's what it should be. Whoever obeys God's command will come to no harm. The wise man will know the proper time and procedure. For there is a proper time and procedure for every matter. Now that's really, if we look at it,
King James.
Yeah. What verse was that? Five. Whosoever keeps the commandment will feel no judgment. A wise man's heart discern both time and judgment. Does that sound a little bit like Ecclesiastes chapter 3? For the time and a purpose for everything under heaven? He's repeating his own thoughts because they're good thoughts. But now may not be the time. It may be the right thing to do, but not the time to do it. So we need to be very considerate with God's leading. Though every man's misery weighs heavy upon him. Sometimes we're just in a hurry to get it done. No man has a power over the wind to contain it. Well, guess what? Pretty true. No one has a power over the day of his death. Now, I would insert the word natural death. We can do things that will cause our death. Suicide in of itself, you know, driving a car 150 miles an hour the wrong way on the interstate might be a bad idea. There are certain things we can hasten it. But for a natural death, it's not up to us. No one is discharged in the time of war. You keep the soldiers in. It was funny, in the Revolutionary War and in the early Civil War, people thought they were signing up for 4 to 6 weeks. We'll be back, no big deal. We'll take care of the Redcoats, or we'll take care of the Johnny Rebs in a short period of time. Of course, that didn't happen at all. So wickedness will not release those who practice it. Go home and take some super glue. And glue your eyelids together. Not a good idea? Probably not. It'd be hard to reverse that one. Now go home and take some super glue and glue your finger and your thumb together. That may be a little bit more fun. Not as much. I've heard the only thing that will take the super glue out that easy is a fingernail polish or a remover. So probably don't do either one of those. Now you may want to take and super glue somebody's lips together, but that's not going to work either. As I saw, as I applied my mind to everything done under the sun, every time you do something under heaven. Remember, right there under the sun, there is a time when a man lords over others into his own hurt. You can bring destruction to yourself if you're not careful. A lot of pressure is put on us, isn't it? Not just responsible to ourselves and pleasing ourselves, but those around us as well. And we don't always see it as easy. So caution is definitely invoked there. Then too, I saw the wicked buried. Those who used to come and go in the holy place and receive praise in the city where they did this. This too is meaningless. He called the religious leaders wicked. But it caught up with them. Name for me an evil person, a wicked person, that were born over 100 years ago, they're still alive, doing their thing. Not, is it? Did time even caught up with them? From Fidel and all those we just mentioned, time caught up with them. When the sentence for a crime is not quickly carried out, the hearts of people are filled with schemes to do wrong. Have you ever said to yourself, why does it take... You hear somebody was put to death. Usually it's in Texas or Florida. After 19 years on death row, so-and-so inmate was hurriedly put to death. You're thinking, what? My grandfather was a carpenter up in the mountains of eastern Kentucky. His job was to build caskets. Did you know that? Did I ever tell you that? It was still true. And his job was to build caskets. And he would go to a death sentence trial. And if they found somebody guilty, it was a two-story courthouse with a balcony. They had a pulley system built up. And they would take the guy, strap his arms down to one of those big, heavy, leather, hard chairs, and pull him up in the air to the second floor, put the rope around their neck, tie it off on the balcony, and drop the chair. Well, they dropped the pulley. The chair was still tied to the guy. They buried him that day. The pills would come later. They buried him that day. I thought that was funny. Didn't work, did it? But he said he's seen that done many times. Mm-hmm. So here's what Solomon says. Crime should be carried out immediately. Or the hearts of people. The death penalty is supposed to be a deterrent. Keeps you from doing it because you know that somebody else did it and got in trouble. Although a wicked man commits 100 crimes and still lives long enough, I know that it will go better with a God-fearing man who is reverent before God. There are rewards. We seldom often think there's too many restrictions God's placed on us by those Ten Commandments and everything that Jesus said, but yet He's promised great rewards. A God-fearing man who is reverent before God. Yet, because the wicked do not fear God, it will not go well with them, and their days will not lengthen like a shadow. There is justice. If by no one else, at least by God. And when we think something's not fair, we've got to say, what's the time limit on God? And when will He do what needs to be done? Son of Sam. How long did it take him to catch Sam Berkowitz? The Unabomber. Remember, it took years. Was it Richard Jewell who was accused of the bombings in Atlanta? And it wasn't even him, and they finally caught the person who did it? A lot of people think they'll get away with it, but God knows. And He catches up. There is, Solomon says, something else meaningless that occurs on earth. Righteous men who get what the wicked deserve, and wicked men who get what the righteous deserve. Only the good die young, said Billy Joel in that song. You remember that, don't you? That was when we all were young enough to have long hair and we could hear things. But a lot of people think, why do the bad people always seem to be the successful ones? And the ones driving the big cars and having servants. Well, even if that is true, it is still temporary. Still temporary. Why did God allow Adolf Hitler? Do you ever think about that? Why specifically did God allow Adolf Hitler? Never thought about it.
Did God allow it or Satan?
Well, God allowed it because He could have stopped it. Satan may have promoted it. Dig, and I wouldn't disagree with that, but God did permit it to happen. What good came out of Adolf Hitler? Tom. Thank you very much, because I was going to have to go there if nobody said it. Say it out loud.
Establishment of Jerusalem.
The establishment of Jerusalem, because what happened after the war, when those who waited way too long to get involved, France, Britain, I can't say whether Russia was really premier in doing it, but America went down, took over what was the land of the nomads, Palestine it's called, and brought back the remainder of the Jews that wished to come to reestablish Jerusalem. Then later on, Richard Nixon, go ahead.
I think a lot of people don't understand that during Hitler's reign, the Gestapo people that went down into the tribes of the Muslims and got them stirred up, and the result of what we've got today is what they established then. That's the history of it.
The hatred of the Jewish race and the Hebrew religion, excuse me, the Hebrew race and the Jewish religion, I better say it properly, was festered. But still, we know from the book of Revelation that Israel had to be restarted. For the coming of the king, there had to be a Jerusalem. And that's what went on. Chuck.
Wouldn't have been for Truman in the United States, they would have never got the Jerusalem in the United States.
You said loudly, it hadn't been for Truman and the United States pushing it?
Truman's the one that pushed it.
Now, was that the United Nations or was that the World League? Had the United Nations already been established?
World League was
always United. It was, yeah. But for
League of Nations.
League of Nations. But we truly did the right thing. But that's when you take something. Hee Haw, the great television show Hee Haw. Roy and Buck used to do a thing about, that's good, no, that's bad. That's bad, no, that's good. Well, Hitler was bad. But the end results, Joy.
Wasn't Hitler initially going to go a different route than, you know, attacking the Jewish people? That wasn't first line?
The first line was to get rid of anybody. The second line, what his intentions were, let me get a crowd that be mad at somebody, and then they'll look to me. A lot of the things that Jews did were actually done by the brown shirts, acting, pretending to be Jews to get the static, if I use that word, Jewish population to have somebody to hate. You know, you want to find an enemy, a common enemy. Si.
If I remember correctly, they moved in Germany at the time Hitler rose to power in the 30s, was established by the harsh conditions of the Treaty of Versailles. The Germans were thriving under the conditions of that.
Yes.
And so he took advantage of that festering attitude and built on it. So when you say, why did God allow that to happen? Maybe in part because there were lessons for all parties to learn. This was supposed to have been the war to end all wars, but not the way they treated it.
Yeah, the cruel punishment mounted on by the victors. Do the victors go to the spoils type of thing? But, and you know, Si, if you relate that to what happened in the Reconstruction after the World War, after the Civil War, it was the same thing. The problems that came from the South were a lot about what the harshness was put on them by the North. And they said, we just can't have this. And so, and not that it was a good thing, but here comes the KKK, here comes all the different movements to try to, you know, take back our country, take back our heritage type of thing. But yeah. And so sometimes we have found out in World War II, the losers ended up better off than the winners. Germany's entire economy has been rebuilt. And I mean, we've got the Volkswagen, etc. Japan's entire economy was rebuilt. Italy's still Italy, and it can't change anyway. But those things can be the mistakes of the fools, that they don't realize what harshness are around. Joy, did you get everything you were going with? Did you say everything you were going with? Okay. So, yes, I think God can take a bad thing and make something good out of it. But sometimes it looks like the good are punished and the bad are let go. Then joy will accompany him in his day, in his work all the days of his life. God has given him under the sun. God has given him his days. Are our days numbered? There are sure times it seems to be. Our living conditions and how we react to things are a lot up to us. But it seems like God has told us how many days we have. When I apply my mind to know wisdom and to observe man's labor on earth, his eyes not seeing sleep day and night, meaning God, he watched us all the time. No one can comprehend what goes on under the sun. Despite all of his efforts to search it out, man can never discover its meaning. Even if a wise man claims that he knows, he cannot really comprehend it. 25 or so years ago, there was a movie called War Games. Remember War Games? I mean, that's the first time you better be scared of computers. And the kid, was it Matthew Broderick or something, was the kid, challenged a computer, and they were going to play a war game. Thermonuclear war. And the computer took over. That's that artificial intelligence thing we're hearing more and more about. The computer took over. And the only way that they could stop the computer from declaring thermonuclear war was to get it to play. Remember what game they played? Oh yeah, you remember which game, huh? Tic-tac-toe. And he said with no opponents. Well, the machine could not beat itself. So as much as we're going to hear about artificial intelligence, and as much cause I do believe it will, problems it will cause, still can't outthink God. My dear in the back row, what's your name? I see Connie, it is.
My opinion is, I think the beast is the computer. What do you think?
You want my legal opinion? I have two possibilities. The computer or Islam or a combination of Islam using computers. That's what I think. When they start chipping you guys, just remember today when I told you it's going to happen.
Well, they're doing it already.
Don't give my secrets away.
Alzheimer's patients, the same thing that they put in the dogs, they did it for a test. to see if you could find your dog if it got run away.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it to
hey, and Alzheimer's. You don't even need a chip.
This little thing.
They can tell you within 3 feet where you are at any given time. The beast just spoke. Thank you all. Hot potato.